This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. That's according to Vice President Kamala Harris Saturday, insisting that justice must be served to perpetrators. An address in the Munich's Security Conference, Harris calls for an affirmation of the rule of law in the light of Russia's actions in Ukraine.
Today, a year later, we know Kyiv is still standing. Russia is weakened. The transatlantic alliance is stronger than ever.
Harris said the international community has both a moral and strategic interest in pursuing those crimes. In an address to the Munich Security Conference, NATO Secretary General John Stoltenberg says China is keeping a close eye on the developments in Ukraine.
We also know that Beijing is watching closely to see the price Russia pays or the reward it receives for its aggression. What is happening in Europe today could happen in Asia tomorrow.
Again, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. North Korea says its latest intercontinental ballistic test was meant to further bolster its fatal nuclear attack capability against its rivals as it threatens additional powerful steps over the planned military training between the U.S. and South Korea. Saturday's ICBM test, the North's first missile test since January 1st, signals it is using its rivals' drills as a chance to expand its nuclear capability. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has decided to receive hospice care and his remaining time at home with his family instead of additional medical intervention, the Carter Center said on Saturday. At 98, he has lived longer after leaving the office than any other U.S. president.
Jimmy Carter on Saturday decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention, according to the Carter Center. The organization, in a statement, said the family of the 98-year-old former president asks for privacy during this time and is grateful for the concern shown by his many admirers. The 39th president survived a metastatic melanoma cancer diagnosis in 2015 and a serious fall at home 4 years later. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The top diplomats from the United States and China met Saturday in the first high-level contact between their countries since the U.S. shot down an alleged Chinese spy balloon 2 weeks ago, with Secretary of State Antony Blinken sending the message that Beijing's surveillance program had been exposed to the world. And Blinken and Wang Yi, the Chinese Communist Party's most senior foreign policy official, held the hours-long talk in Munich. Blinken's spokesman Ned Price said in a statement that Blinken also told the Chinese official that his nation's high-altitude surveillance balloon program, which has broken the airspace of 40 countries, has been exposed to the world. The U.S. military says helicopter-borne U.S. troops working with Syrian Kurdish-led forces on Saturday captured the Islamic State provincial official in Syria.
U.S. Central Command says the IS official, identified as Batar, was involved in planning attacks on detention centers and manufacturing improvised explosive devices. It said neither civilians nor U.S. forces were killed or injured in the operation, which was carried out with the help of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. The raid came a day after four U.S. troops were wounded as they conducted another raid to kill a senior IS group leader in northeastern Syria. According to CENTCOM, that raid led to the death of an IS leader identified as Hamza al-Hamzi, who CENTCOM said oversaw the group's deadly terrorist network in eastern Syria. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
More VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.